KFSR presents First Ladies Focus, the personal stories behind people who love Fresno State. Featuring Fresno State's First Lady, Mrs. Mary Castro, and KFSR Program Director, Julie Logan, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Julie Logan, along with my co-host, Fresno State's First Lady, Mrs. Mary Castro. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Julie.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. We're excited to have another very special guest with us today. And as always, Mary has the introductions.
Well, this is an introduction that could take as long as the whole time we have allotted for the show, because we are very fortunate this morning to have as our guest, Catherine Hortzman Hubert. She was recognized as one of our outstanding alumni for 2017 through the Craig School of Business. Thank you for joining us, Catherine.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And I said it would take a long time to introduce her because, Kathy, your family has a rich history of being connected to Fresno State. And immediately before we started the interview, you had mentioned that there was a professor that you and your husband had that your son also benefited from being in that professor's class. And I thought, what a great story. But when you tie that into your parents also meeting here at Fresno State, it's probably hard for you to imagine not having a Fresno State in your family's life.
No, I think that's really true. I think that everything comes back in our family to Fresno State. So many wonderful things have happened in our lives connected here. As you just mentioned, my parents meeting here. You know, my dad talking about seeing my mom for the first time on campus. She'd just come back from Hawaii with his fabulous tan. You know, my husband and I meeting here at Fresno State at a fraternity function and going to our first date at a fraternity dance dressed as Mama and Pa from the Addams Family. And and our Lurch, I guess it was. You know, and then to have our son continue on and to go to the Craig School of Business, I don't think that there was a better moment than that for him to want to stay here. And for us to all have the same professor, that was a lot of fun.
Well, it's great when you can share the common interest, not only with your parents, but also with your son, about the same family business, too. I know that you came to Fresno State to the Craig School of Business, and you got a bachelor's degree in marketing. But your goal was that you wanted to go into business with your dad. And I remember when I saw your interview for the Top Dog Awards, you said you didn't realize what that would entail. But you knew you needed to have the education to get that basis to really be a great contributor to the business. Do you feel like the degree that you got in marketing helped you to get towards that goal?
Oh, I definitely feel that way. I think that, first of all, staying in Fresno was a tremendous asset for me. If I would have gone outside of Fresno, I wouldn't have had the deep roots that I have today to the university. And I think that that would have been a loss to my career. I think it would have been certainly a loss to my future, because I don't think I would have ever met Robert that way, my husband. But I definitely think that my degree here helped me gain the confidence that I needed to go into sales. I knew that my only goal was that I wanted to assist my father in his business. And at that time, my mom, too, was running the family business. She'd set up all the bookkeeping, was doing all the backup for my father and his staff. And I knew that I wanted to be a part of that. I was fortunate that for the first year through New York Life, I was able to learn all aspects of the business. I learned the backside. I trained agents. I learned administration. So I was able to take my degree and I was able to share what I learned to other agents that maybe didn't have any business background at all or didn't have a formal education. And so I think that that was a huge asset. I think the other thing that was so unique and I never knew how it would impact and how it would continue on, especially here at Fresno State, having such a strong family tie and the Craig School of Business having such a tie to family businesses, is that my husband, who I would marry, would also have a family business. And his
Well, you have double dynamics there, don't you?
Exactly. And his 70-year business and our 60-year business. So it's unique. We are completely dedicated to this valley and to the people in this valley and to giving service. And I couldn't be prouder that our son is doing the same thing. And it's an honor to be working with my brother. And we do it well and we enjoy each other. And I know that everybody can't say that in their family. And we can say that. And it's a pleasure every day to go in.
Well, your involvement with the Institute for Family Business helps to pass on to other families who are just starting the information and your own experiences about the type of challenges that family businesses face that other businesses don't. Because, I mean, when you're hanging out on Sunday at your mom's house and they're, you know, hitting you up about something that happened in the office, sometimes it's hard to know where do we separate it. And then, you know, being respectful of the different roles that each family member and the different talents that you have that can contribute to a successful business. And it seems like your family has really mastered that in finding a unique place for each person to contribute and to be very successful in doing that and serving others. What is some advice that you would give a young professional that is considering going into a financial or insurance services as being a quality that you think is an absolute must in order for them to be successful?
I think that if you want to go into business for yourself and you want to do something in the financial industry, whether it be, you know, stock brokering, insurance, any type of business like that, real estate, if you don't have any self-discipline and self-motivation, then it will be very difficult for you to get ahead in this business. I also think that you have to have the ability, and my father said this many times to us, that every morning you wake up unemployed. If you don't have an appointment on your calendar, then, you know, you're unemployed. So you have to keep going. And I always knew that if I lasted, and I don't know if it was who in the company had said it, but if I lasted 5 years, that I would make it and I would be successful. And, you know, I'm in 32 years now.
Congratulations.
And, you know, yeah, it's hard to believe that that time has gone by. And, you know, my father and mother can say 60 years, one job, one marriage. I can say 32 years, one job, one marriage. And I'm proud of that because not many people today can say those types of things.
Yes.
Especially work is hard and marriage is hard work. And laughter in work and laughter in a marriage, I think that's the key. I really do.
And in good friendships, too.
And good friendships. But I think that for anyone starting out, you just have to know that when somebody's recruiting you, they're going to paint the best picture.
Absolutely.
So you have to know it is hard work. And then you also have to know that if you get a no, or somebody turns you down, or somebody is particularly unkind to you that day, it probably isn't you. It's probably something else going on in your life. And so you're going to have to just try to pull your personal self out of it. And if it was you, then reevaluate it and figure out what happened.
Ask yourself first, is it something
exactly.
I did? But realize that there are times that, you know, it really has nothing to do with you. And I've said it before that, you know, no is not the final answer.
Exactly.
It's just an answer. You can decide if it's the final answer or not, but you usually just keep going until you get yes.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's all about the approach. But I think that another quality that is absolutely necessary that your family impresses me with is about being trustworthy, because trust is something that is easy to lose and almost impossible to get back. And especially when you're dealing with, I mean, people are putting their trust in you that if they have a claim, if they need advice to protect their home, their family, the future of for their children, that you will give them the right advice, that going through your company, that they could trust your dad, your brother, your son. And for you to be able to maintain that, tell us about the type of effort that goes into maintaining that type of a reputation.
You know, it really is true. I can't think of a time that somebody calls into our office where it isn't about that person first. We had, in fact, just yesterday, we had a call that was upsetting to our whole office because a person was in crisis. And you really want to jump through the phone and grab that person and hold on to them and take care of them. And we believe in our customer service. We believe in our clients. When you come and join us and you work with us, we want to help take care of you as much as we can. I think the other thing is that we never want to say something that we don't believe is the absolute truth. We're never going to do something to mislead you. We're never going to sell you something that is going to be more profitable for us and less beneficial for you. Because we would never want anything that we did to not be printed in some type of public publication on the front page of the newspaper, you know, or anywhere, or on the radio,
right,
where we weren't proud of what we did. So every day we walk in the office and we emphasize that our job is to be proud of the work we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody came in with a magnifying glass mm-hmm. and looked at everything, that there was nothing that we could not be proud of. And I think that's really important. And I think that it goes back to the other question also about starting a business. Mm-hmm. Do it with great ethic. If you go with how you feel in your heart, it will be okay. It will always be okay.
And it sounds to me like your commitment to the people you serve goes beyond the business aspect. When you say, I want to jump through the phone and give them a hug, you genuinely care about them. And I would imagine that you have clients that your dad's probably had for a long time that now you're having other generations of that same family who are trusting you with these important parts of their life. So being able to maintain that and keep that trust, I think that's something that's very valuable today. You know, you can have big companies that lose sight of that and they might be profitable, but in the end, you can put your head on your pillow at night knowing that you've served everybody to the best of your abilities.
I think you're absolutely right that we do try to serve everybody to the best of our abilities, and we do at night go to sleep with that knowledge that that is what we try to achieve every day. And it is harder today to meet everybody's expectations mm-hmm. and everybody wants, you know, of course, when it comes to health insurance and companies' health insurance, you know, we all know that the rates are crazy out there. It's mm-hmm. hard for families to buy coverage for themselves. It's a much more challenging marketplace. You know, for the first time, we have 63-year-old men in tears because mm-hmm. they can't provide for their families the way they used
yes.
to. And so we're trying to find best solutions out there. We do. We go from generation to generation. And, you know, like our family, we have businesses now that are in the third generation themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting to see how they're growing and how they're surviving. And we've seen businesses that, you know, have grown so large that now they've sold off. And that's exciting to see also,
wow.
you know, to see. But Fresno is such a rich place.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say rich, I mean rich in the arts, rich in family involvement, just rich in all different aspects, and
mm-hmm.
and rich in the value of Fresno State being here. We have so much right here on this campus
yes.
to give.
And some of the ways that you like to remain connected is that you've been serving on the college's Business Advisory Council, and you've also been part of a campaign to renovate the University Business Center. What are some of the improvements that you feel would be beneficial to future generations of students in the Business Center?
In the Business Center, I think that we definitely need to see the Business Center have the upgrades and the improvements. You know, it's hard to believe that, I don't know the exact number of years when we came in and upgraded everything, and it was so fresh and new, and it was so exciting. And it's hard to believe we need to do it again, but we mm-hmm. really do. You know, time does pass. It's had a lot of love and a lot of students go through it and
right.
a lot of education, but it's time to bring it up to today's current standards. You know, if you haven't been in the business department, we have some really, really amazing things. We have a great stock market room now. We have
yes.
we have some really terrific things, and we need to have everything at that quality.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the campaign that was done and that the Reeses have helped with has been so tremendous. And I think that there are so many really exciting things that are happening in the business department and in the university in itself. I think the other thing is bringing back the business students. If you're graduating mm-hmm. from Fresno State, don't get lost.
Right.
Come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come back. Just put your name out there. You may not feel like you have anything to give today, but everybody has something to give.
Yes.
Even if you just graduated yesterday, throw your name in the hat and say, what can I do? Even if it's just coming to a mixer.
Right.
Don't
yes.
lose Fresno State in your life.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the first annual philanthropic summit that you were a part of in 2016.
So with that summit, it was a tremendous opportunity to connect with people
okay.
and to have the opportunity to share ideas and to develop the university's overall plan.
So it went back to what you were saying about business majors being connected to the campus and
yes.
finding ways to improve their connection and the programs on the campus.
That's correct. And to connect with
Great.
The other business people in the community and connected with the university. I think that I'm really looking forward to next year's event also, and to see the growth that we've made year to year as we continue to do those events.
You're also your family business has been very giving when we talk about philanthropy in the community of your time and of resources. And I see here that you're a member of the Reedley Rotary. And I remember one of our first events, Joe and I went and attended with you and your husband there in Reedley. And it seemed like you have a very vibrant Rotary in that area. Tell me some of the things that you've been involved with through your Reedley Rotary that you're proud of.
You know, I actually am the spouse of a Rotarian, Mary. Okay. I have to tell you, because the spouse Rotarian and Reedley is such a special community, and it's not as large as Fresno. Mm-hmm. When you're a spouse of a Reedley Rotarian, you get to work right with the Rotary
Absolutely.
Group. And so we have done some amazing projects in Rotary. And in fact, we're holding a meeting in our house in about 3 nights. And mm-hmm. we are going to get to work again on our auction that they hold every year.
Yes.
And it's a tremendous auction, because if you've never come out to Reedley's auction, you get really the feel of a lot of great antique items. We have a gentleman who does amazing work on cars and old gas pumps and detailing and painting of them. And so they're really tremendous items out there. And Rotary usually brings in about $80,000 to $90,000 off of this auction.
That's very
But then
successful.
They can then spread throughout the community and then to some of their international projects.
Great.
Rotary also is involved in giving back to food drives in the community, mm-hmm. which, of course, is always needed in every community, and as well as all the good things being done here at Fresno State along those lines. And so Rotary has been a huge part of my life, not just through my husband's Rotary Club in Reedley, but my father's Rotarian. Mm-hmm. My brother is president right now of East Fresno Rotary, so we're very involved in that right now. So Rotary, I think, is really a huge staple here in our valley.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they are really a backbone of giving and keeping our community going, along with many other service clubs. But I think Rotary especially. We have been fortunate enough to have 6 exchange students at our home that we have had over the years, and that's been a tremendous experience. Sam is an only child, and it really gave him the opportunity to not be an only child
mm-hmm.
and for us to experience different cultures.
That's great. And you mentioned about food drives, and for anyone out there who isn't aware that your family's business has given a great deal to the Fresno State Student Cupboard. And one of the specific events that you made possible was for the last 2 years, you've sponsored turkeys for us to give out and distribute at Thanksgiving. And this last year, you were able to provide 200 turkeys. And thank you very much for that. I always love it when a donor is able to interact with the students and to see how truly grateful they are for that type of a gift. And for many of those students, they were telling us that that turkey was going to be several meals for them and for their family. And that came about because of you and your dad approaching us and saying that you had recognized that we were giving hams away during the holidays in December, and you wanted to know if it was possible to do it for Thanksgiving. So you stepped up and made it possible. And we're so very grateful that you thought of our students in that way. And then you've also attended events that supported the Student Cupboard. I wanted to congratulate you on being a winner of it. We had this big event that was at Orloff Jewelers. It was sponsored by Orloff Jewelers in Fresno, Lexus. And they had a drawing there where they sold raffle tickets, and the winner got a beautiful David Yurman necklace and bracelet. And then I heard that you were the one who won, and I thought that was perfectly fitting. So, you know, what is it about giving back that makes you not just think about it, but act on it?
You know, I think that Fresno has given so much to our family. We are so blessed by what we have and just the family we have and what Fresno mm-hmm. has provided for us. And we want that to continue for everyone in Fresno. And a number of years ago, as a company, we decided to do away with, you know, giving boxes of chocolates and things like that. And mm-hmm. we wanted to make a better impact and do something that really made a difference to people's lives. And so we've been doing something different. And Dad and I were talking, and when you started doing the Student Cupboard, mm-hmm. and that just was so important. And to hear the numbers and to think about these students struggling and not having food, and we came to you and said, can we do this? And to see the return and the first year I was able to be there and to see the look on the students' faces. Mm-hmm. And later, about 2 months later, I ran into someone that I didn't know and she stopped me and she said, "Thank you. You don't know me, mm-hmm. but you handed me a turkey." And, you know, awesome. I think that it's such a simple gift mm-hmm. that meant so much to her.
Yes.
And so many of us can go in the store and buy a turkey. Mm-hmm. But for that person, that gift meant more than anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that giving back is something that we should all be committed to do when we're at the stage of life that we can do it. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't pass it forward, then everything just comes to a grinding halt and stops. Mm-hmm. It's just not somebody else's responsibility. It's our responsibility mm-hmm. to try to make things better for people. And maybe it's just a smile. Maybe it's just saying, "Gee, you look nice today."
Right.
It doesn't have to cost money.
That's right.
You know, maybe it's just something small, you mm-hmm. know, and the event that the Orloffs did, you know, that was such a great, great event with Lexis and the Orloffs working together mm-hmm. with Fresno State. It was such a fun event. And, you know, to be the recipient of the winner, well, that was really funny. But anyway, yeah, it's just, it feels good to give back. Mm-hmm. It just makes you feel good. It puts a smile on your face.
Right.
You can't change that feel.
Well, and I think, too, at the beginning, I mentioned that you had received the Outstanding Alumni Award during our Top Dog celebration in 2017. But immediately before that, you had had a health crisis. And when you were little, you also had challenges to where you had 16 surgeries in 15 years. When you go through times like that, what are the things that you value the most, that you feel the most grateful for? Even when you're in the midst of, you're going to be getting this big award, but when you're in that hospital room, what do you thank God for that you have in your life?
I think the first thing is I thank the fact that I have God in my life.
Yes.
I think that's the first thing I'm so thankful for. I don't know how you walk through this world without him by your side. I think the second thing is I'm so grateful for the foundation my parents gave me. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know me, I was born with a cleft lip and palate. And at that time, disclosing my age, 50-some, I'll say, years ago, you know, you didn't have the technology today. You didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So my parents were, you know, unbeknownst to them, I was born and they had this great challenge ahead of them and they took it on and they did a tremendous, stellar job. Mm-hmm. And they never once let me feel sorry for myself. And so I think that no matter what challenge I've ever had, I've never once let myself feel sorry for myself. So even when I was mm-hmm. in the hospital recently for 35 days, mm-hmm. I took it upon myself to find out about the people around me, and I wanted to be the best person I could be in the situation I could be in because I could make it fun or I could be miserable, and mm-hmm. I'd rather make it a great situation. And I, you know, and I could do that also with all the other surgeries mm-hmm. or anything else in my life. And I also think that as a parent, my parents also gave me the opportunity to find out something that I was really good in, and mm-hmm. that was tennis. And tennis gave mm-hmm. me this tremendous confidence. And I played tennis competitively up until my freshman year in college. Mm. And then I stopped playing after my first semester at Fresno State. And it gives you the self-confidence to know that you can succeed mm-hmm. and that you can do anything. And it's the attitude you choose.
Right.
It really is. It's not your situation. It's the attitude you choose. Mm-hmm. And by the end of 2017... my father survived a very frightening health situation, and he's tremendous. I came out of things tremendous, and my son has gotten engaged to a beautiful, wonderful girl. Yes. I couldn't ask for more, mm-hmm. and we're all doing well. And I couldn't also, business-wise, I couldn't ask for a better staff. Mm. Because while I was trying to figure out what was going on, I never worried.
That's a great gift.
They were going to let us down. Mm-hmm. I never worried that my clients were going to let us down because I knew they believed in us. Mm-hmm. And I knew that they knew that we were going to be there for them, even though at this moment we had a little bit of difficulties.
Right.
And I thank them all for being there and knowing that we will be there for them always. And that is all the foundation that my parents gave me. And I will forever be grateful for that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Thank you for the impact that you have on our community. And thank you for vocalizing the importance of the foundation that your parents set for you, because I've had the benefit of getting to know both your mom and dad. And truly, just being in their presence when they're together, it's something you don't see very often. And for you to be able to grow up in that environment, it's easy to see that they passed on a lot of great qualities to you. And I'm grateful to you for being someone who's turned around and seen as something that motivates you to give back and to be a greater service to those that you care about. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. It's been a pleasure being here.
It's so nice to meet you. Thank you for spending time with us today. Well, thanks again to our very special guest, Fresno State 2018 Top Dog, outstanding alumna for the Craig School of Business, Mrs. Kathy Horstman Hubert. And of course, my co-host, Fresno State's First Lady, Mrs. Mary Castro. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday morning at 10 for another First Ladies Focus on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org.
KFSR presents First Ladies Focus every Sunday morning at 10. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.